What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Ford 52 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and today we want to talk about six other places that you should be sharing your blog content. Now, if you're a business or an individual and you're trying to do content marketing, obviously the goal is to try to get your content out to as many people as possible. So I'm just going to assume that you're already posting to Facebook and Twitter, you know, in all the usual places. But the stuff I want to highlight today are places that you might not have heard of or you wouldn't think would make sense for you to be sharing your content to. So the first one would be Reddit. Now, Reddit can be an awesome place to share your content. It takes time to build traction on there, and it's not necessarily easy. The worst thing you can do is to just spam the place with just your own content. What you need to do is be an involved and engaged member of the community, upvote and downvote other people's articles and leave comments, and just be active on there. And then every once in a while, post a piece of your own content, and you will start to gain traction over time, and you'll have credibility. The second one is Medium. Now, Medium is really, really cool. It's a fairly new blogging platform, but it's got a huge audience. And the most effective way to use that is to republish your blog post from your website onto Medium, or just post a snippet of it and link back to your website. And according to the Search Engine Journal, if you're concerned about, oh, well, that's going to be duplicate content, and Google's going to penalize my website for that. Well, the studies have been done on it, and I would refer you to Search Engine Journal, which is a really good article on this. Google's not flagging those for duplicate contents, and I've actually been doing this for a while myself, and I haven't had seen any negative results, only positive. Number three would be LinkedIn articles. LinkedIn articles functions a lot like Medium, and it's a great place for you to do the same thing, to repost your blog content and then link back to your website, or just post little snippets of your content with a link back. And they also are, Google is also not hitting that as duplicate content, so you don't really need to worry about that either. Number four would be Pinterest. Now, when you think about Pinterest, you might be under the impression that it's mostly housewives sharing recipes and clothing and fashion and all that kind of thing. And that's true. There's definitely a lot of that. But there's so much more that people don't even realize. Pinterest has a massive user base with really any interest that you can imagine. You definitely want to post links to your content on Pinterest. The key is to find a great picture or create a really nice custom graphic, preferably with the title of your blog post, and then write a little description and then add hashtags. A lot of people don't realize that Pinterest uses hashtags. It's a very important part of Pinterest. So if you use a good graphic, add hashtags and a description with a link back to your article, over time, you can build a massive traffic base. On one of my websites, it's like the number two source of traffic is from Pinterest. Now, that took a long time, but if you stick with it, it could be really, really good. Number five is Flipboard. The best way to describe Flipboard would be that it's like Pinterest, but for articles instead of pictures. So what you do is you create boards, which are like folders, just like in Pinterest, and then you flip articles into them instead of pictures. So you can create a variety of boards on various subject matters that interest you, and then you curate content, you know, of various types of articles, and then you flip them into their respective folders. So along with you curating other people's content, you can curate your own content and flip that into those folders, and you'll start to see other people sharing it as well. So that one also, it takes time, but you can really, really build some nice traffic from Flipboard if you stick with it. The sixth and final one I'm going to share with you today is Instagram. Now, Instagram is for pictures, but even if you're not, you know, sharing photography or something like that, you can also share blog posts. The way to share your content there is to find a compelling or relevant picture or create a custom graphic, then post a snippet in the caption, and then add a link back to the article itself in your bio, because you can only add one link on Instagram, and it's just that one in the bio, so that's what you would do. And as a side note, if you use a URL shortener like Bitly, you can use a Bitly link and put it there, and then you could actually track how many people have clicked back to the article from Instagram. So it's a good way to sort of measure the results. But that's going to wrap it up for today, and I thank everybody for listening this week. And please do subscribe download and leave us reviews. We're on all the major platforms for listening to podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on iTunes. You know, anywhere that's your favorite platform, I can promise you that we're there. So please do subscribe. And also tune in next week for another episode of the Ford 52 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and I'll see you next time.